Okay, let's begin. Baba Basra Daf Chav Hey. Sorry for some technical issues with the recording. Rav Hashem, in the next couple of days we'll get it worked out. But might be a different sound and format over the next day or two. Okay, let's continue. Chav Dalad Amid Beis. We are at the Gemara. We just had the Mishnah. It's still talking about Harchakas Nizakin and the discussion of how far does one have to keep their Gorin, their threshing area, away from the city, away from other people's properties. So we mentioned that when one does threshing and winnowing, not threshing, winnowing, so when one throws it up in the air, so the chaff goes to the, gets blown away, like we know the malacha in Hilcha Shabbos, and that is why one has to keep away from a friend's field, because that chaff could damage wherever whatever the friend has in his field. So the Gemara says, Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Seifa. Why in the Reisha, the first line of the Mishnah, it says that we have to distance the goer in 50 amos. It gives an objective shear. And then in the Seifa, it says that a person has to be marchik from the netios of their friend and from the niro, from the plowing area, so that it doesn't damage. Sounds like, okay, as long as you do it enough that it doesn't damage, but you don't need 50 amos. So, two answers. Amar Abaya, Seifa Nasan, Lagorin, Sheino Kavua. Answer number one, maybe the Seifa is talking about a non-Kavua Gorin. And that is why it has less standards. Hey, chidav gorin sheino kavua. How much is that? What does it mean? Eino kavua. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, kol sheino zore berachas. If you don't have to use a pitchfork to throw it up, meaning it's small, and it's so small, the wind itself would blow the chaff. You don't have to manually do it. So if it's so small, so then we assume it's not really going to damage too much. So as long as it's situated in a way that it's not going to damage, so then that is okay. But the Reisha is talking about a Garan Kavua, which is a more serious quantitatively area, and that is why one needs more distance. Ravashi Amar, Matam Ka'amar. Ravashi says the Sefer is really explaining the Reisha. You know why you need 50 amos, kidei shelo yazik. My time amarchik in Goran Kabua Menir Chavishim Amma, kidei shelo yazik. That is the point. After Rashba, you know, this whole parak is kidei shelo yazik. You know, what's the emphasis here? All of a sudden in the Mishnah, kidei shelo yazik. Every single Mishnah up until now, you can't put a tree next to the pit, and you can't put the ladder next to the shovach. They're all kedesh lo yazik. What's the Mishnah adding here? To me, Ali, my itzrich le lemisne hachin o my nafkamina devada. I mean, the mechayvina le larchuke mazaku. What do you have to say the reason for? Matam ka'amar. V'nir Ali says the Rambam, says the Rashba, the itzrich mishum detana la elmina. Remember, the previous Mishnah was not about hezek. We said that was because of noy ha'ir. L'may nafkamina, could the ir anashim, the people involved, be mochel? That's the nafkamina between whether the issue is noy ha'ir and the issue is hezek. Kamash malan, says the Rashba, da'ach alamishim noy ha'ir hu, elamishim shalo yazik, v'imratu limcho ulamishvak osin. Here the issue is hezek, not noya ir, and therefore they could be mochel. Inami, or second nafgamina, between the previous Mishnah, which was not about hezek. That's why this one has mentioned it. What's the nafgamina? Eretz Yisrael, or even Chutz Laretz. Against the Yad Ramah that we said yesterday. Like Rashi. Rashi, remember on yesterday's daf, Tiferes Eretz Yisrael. The beauty, and only blessed Eretz Yisrael. So Inami, Kamash Malan, says the Rashba, Bein Ba'are Eretz Yisrael, Bein B'chutz La'aretz Marchikin, if it's Hezek. Masha'enke, B'marchikin, Asa Ilan, De'eno Ela Mishim Noyo Ir, V'kiva De Mishim Noyu, Stama De Milsa, Eno Chayv L'Harchik El Adapka Ve'eretz Yisrael. Where is the Gemara worried about the aesthetic beauty of the land? That is Eretz Yisrael, and that is why it mentions it here. That's a nafkamina between the two reasons. But it's dafka said here because the previous Mishnah was not about hezek. So now we're getting back to the main topic of the parak. Okay, but either way, machlokes between Abaya and Ravashi, how to understand the Mishnah. Meisvei, says the Gemara, what about the following? Braisa, marchikin goren kavua min o'ir chamishim amma. We have to distance a goren kavua, a large goren from the city, 550 amos, ukishem shemarchikin marchikin min yer chamishim ama. Just like we distance from the city 50 amos, kach marchikin midiluav umikshuav uminatiosav. We also have to distance from the gourds and the melons and the saplings uminiro shel chavero and from the plowed area of my friend chamishim ama kedeshal oyazik. So that's the brisa. So says the gemara bish the mala ravashi nicha. According to ravashi, this is exactly what the mishnah is saying. The brisa says a beferish 50 amos so that it doesn't damage. That's how Ravashi understood the Mishnah too. So according to Ravashi, it's fine because now the Braisa is exactly mirroring the Mishnah. Ela la Abaya Kasha, but according to Abaya, Abaya said it's talking about two different cases. 50 amos is kavua, shalo yazik is eno kavua. So how do you read the Braisa? So Kasha, it is more difficult how to read the Braisa. Period. Bishlama mi mikshuav umi deluav. Fine, I understand why the Goran has to be farther away from vegetables. Mikshuav and deluav da azil avka v'asi belibe, because the dust or the chaff will go and go on to the things that are growing. Umatzile will dry it out and will damage it. You see in the Masoras Hashas. Matzvi soreif umiyabesh lachluchiso. Right, will dry up the moisture. All of this dry chaff that's falling on it, it will dry it up. So I understand why you have to stay away from that. Ela miniro amai. But from a plowed area where nothing's growing yet. Right, stay near, so why would I have to stay away from that? So a couple of pieces of straw fall on dirt. Why does that damage the dirt? Because this chaff that falls on the plowed field eventually will rot, will decompose, will turn into compost, and will become fertilizer. Too much fertilizer is also no good. He fertilized his field. So oso zogalal Rashi on top mar below zevel v'sorif es hazroim shenizruubo. Right, too much. Right, what's the hashkafic nugget that we can take out of this line? Too much of a good thing is also no good. Right, even if something is positive, yeah, fertilizer, which is great for the field, but too much is too far. The Rambam writes Very famously in Hilchos Deos. Almost in every area of life, we have to have the Shvil Hazav. In 98% of life. In all the midos, we can't give away too much money. We can't keep our money. We can't be too mean. We can't be too soft. We get everything except for gaiva and kas. But besides those two, we have to have the Shvil Hazav. We have to have a balance, right? And this is highlighted, just one makar related to this very large topic. One makar is the Rashbam. The Rashbam back on the Parshas HaAkeda. The Rashbam has an extreme view of the Nisayon of the Akeda, the beginning of Perach HaBeis, the Parshas Vayera, where the Pasuk tells us, Vayehi achar hadvarim ha'ela, after these things, Elohim Nisa es Abraham. Hashem tested Abraham. What's Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela? So Rashi quotes the Pshatim that we know. Achar Drama Ela. Rashi says, after the words of the Satan that said, oh, Avram Avinu only gave a certain amount from the Suda. Okay, or Yishmael said, you know, I had the Bris Mila when I was older. But the Rashbam is a different Pshat. It's connected specifically to what we just said. What was the Parsha that we just had in the Torah? The treaty that Avram Avinu made with Avimelech about the land that their children and their grandchildren shouldn't fight with each other, which ran out in the times of David HaMelech, right? But it went for generations. Says the Rashbam, Af Kan, Achar Advarim, Shekaras Avram, Bris Avimelech, Lo Ulinino, Ulinachdo Shal Avram, V'nasan Lo Sheva Kivsos Atzon, V'chara Apo Ashel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alzos. Hashem got extremely angry at this act. You're making deals about Eretz Yisrael. Shari Eretz Plishtim Bechlal Gvulei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tziva Aleim. This is Beferish. Right, the Eretz Plishtim. Right, Yitzchak Avinu goes to Eretz Plishtim. Hashem says, no, you can't leave Eretz Yisrael, so don't go to Mitzrayim. Right, Haraya, Eretz Plishtim is clearly the whole area of Aza, right, seems to be Eretz Yisrael. So here too. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're making a treaty? Too much chesed. Too much chesed has to be balanced. Right, it says, Lo Sachaya Kol Neshama, V'gam Yoshua, Matilana Ari Chamesh, Zar Mesarni Plishim Goro, V'olchein, V'olokim, Nisa, Zavram, Kintaro, V'tziaro. Nisnat Ga'ita, V'ben, Shenasati, L'cholik, Roz, Bris, Beinechem, U'vein, Beinechem, V'ata, Lech, V'haleo, L'ola, U're'ei, Maho, Ila, Krisis, Bris, Shalcha. Too much chesed, says the Rashbam, sometimes has to be balanced with Din. That is the balance, as we know, of Avram and Yitzchak that comes together in Yaakov. Each one of them might represent a certain midah in an extreme way. Yaakov Avinu Tiferes, the beauty of all the midahs coming together, That is what is manifest in the third Av. But again, where do we get that from? Sho'oso galal, right? Too much fertilizer might not be a good thing either. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Marchikin es hanavelos. What other things do we have to distance? So now we're getting into, Rashi says, items that have a reach ra, right? An odor. So if somebody is involved in these things, you have to distance. Marchikin es hanavelos. Somebody is involved in animal carcasses. The es hakfaris, or a cemetery. The es habursiki, or a tannery. All of these smell bad. Minho yir chamishamama. They have to be 50 amos away from the city. Stop there for a minute. So why is this? So again, Rashi says, Reach Ra. Reach Ra. If you look in the Shach in Yeridea, where this is quoted about where to build a cemetery, so the Shach says, I'm sorry, first the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Samach Hei, Marchikin Akvaris Meha'ir Chemishim Amah. 50 Amas away. So if you look in the Shach quotes, the Aterezov. Who's the Aterezov? That's the Levush, which we'll get to. That's the Levush in Yeridea. Because of Aterezov, and the Shach very often quotes the Levush and attacks him, and takes issue with him. Again, L'shem Shamayim, L'cham Toshol Torah. Kazma Terezov, Atam, what's the reason you have to distance it? Sholo Yifku'u Botamid V'yis Atzvu. If the cemetery is right outside your house, every time you're going to see, you're going to get upset, you're going to get sad. So you have to keep it 50 yamas away, so it's not always on your mind. That's what the Levush says. Says the Shach, V'lo Dok. Did you read Rashi? In Baba Basra, Da Tamu Vreisha Recha Ra, Ukadamashma Bolo Yachpa Reish Perachafhe, Vipir Pierce Rashi, Shav Sharma Farshav, Kafkasma Rambam. So, I don't know what the Levush is talking about, says the Shach. That's the Machlok between the Aterezov and the Shach. If you look in the Ber Hetev, right here on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, V'ef Shalomar, what the Levush knew Rashi too. V'ef Shalomar, the Gambal HaLevush, Svirale High Time Vishud the Reach Ra. The Levush also holds a Reach Ra. Shaharei, if you look in the Levush in the Ir Shushan, that's his commentary, Choshe Mishpat, we'll get to that. He quotes that reason when he talks about Archaka Nisakin. Elohaka Mashmalon, the Chiddush here in Yeridea is, the Afilu Hecha Delo Shaykh High Time of the Reach Ra. What if there's no reason of Reach Ra can go? What about Bismanazah? Bizman Hazeh, there's no smell, right, from the cemeteries. We bury underground, in depth, we do things with the body that it doesn't start putrefying. Kigon shechafru v'kavroso b'karka amok, shein reach rayotzi mimenu. According to Rashi's reason, if it doesn't smell, don't worry about it, put it close by. O ba'ofan acher delo shayach b'itamanal, mikal makom, tiknu sheyarcha chamishim ama. That's the Chiddush. Even if reach ra doesn't apply, there's another reason why it should be 50 amos away. Kedesh lo yiru Tamid, v'yis atzvu, they'll become sad, v'ulai al yidei kein ye'orer atzmo la'asos evel u'bechia, yoser mizman shekabu chazal, v'ye'anesh, they'll become punished for mourning extra, k'mo shekazav chazal, al kein hu bechal tachanis chazal shalei yis'abel yoser midai. That is the levush, is comment, according to the Ber Hetev, that's why the levush adds the extra reason. So machlokas are in the mafarshim. Remember the levush? We're talking about all these different names. The levush writes in the Hakdama. The levush was very early Achra, right at the times of the, I think he was a cousin of the Rama, but he wrote right after the Shulchan Aruch. Right, we've mentioned in the past that the Rama, when he was writing his commentary in Poland, he was writing a Shulchan Aruch. And then, all of a sudden, he got in the mail, somebody showed him that the Beis Yosef beat him to the punch. The Beis Yosef Cairo wrote the Shulchan Aruch. And he's like, oh, what am I going to do now? So he writes in the Hakdama, to the Darkei Moshe. I had a choice. Either to write another Shulchan Aruch, which I was 80% finished with, or to forego my own aspirations to write the Shulchan Aruch for the betterment of Klal Yisrael, so we could have one Shulchan Aruch, and just add in my Hasagos, where the Ashkenazic custom is different. He chose the latter in an unbelievable act of humility. That's what the Rama did. The Levush was also doing the same thing at a similar time. The Levush, what was his name? Mordechai Yaffe. Why does he call the Levush? So he writes, based on a pasuk in the Megillah. He wrote, there are 10 Sfarim that he wrote. The 10 Levushim. The 10 clothings, right? All based on the pasuk. His name was Mordechai. Mordechai Yaffe. So it's based on the pasuk. Mordechai Yatza Milafnei HaMelech B'Levush Malchus. The Levush Malchus. That's Arachayim. Tcheles Vachur. Tcheles Vachur is, I think, the second half of, he has two on the, on Arachayim. Right? Those are the two that he has. Ateres Zahav. Ateres Zahav is on Yeridea. Of course, Isser V'Heter is our crown. Butzvar Gamon. That's on, Eben HaEzer. I don't remember exactly which is which. So he says, Lefush, Hadal, you call a call the name of Lubb, Terev, and Ezer, Tamim, you call Seder Nashim, Tachrich, Butzvar Gaman. Derach Hanashim, Iker, Smechasan, Ibe, Big Day Tzivonin. Right? Butzvar Gaman. That's the one, Evan Ezer. And then Ir Shushan, Salavas Samecha. What's the Ir Shushan? That's what we just quoted in Choshe Mishpat. Because cities, Ir Shushan, you have all Maso Matan and business dealings within the cities. That's the Ir Shushan. And then, Lahudim, I saw Ora, he has Sefer HaOra, his commentary on Rashi, Allah Torah. The Sifzeh Chachamim quotes that all the time. Sefer HaOra, but he has 10 Svarim, but they're all based on this pasuk in the Megillah. So Butzvar Gaman, Atere Zahav, and the other ones that the Ir Shushan, right? The Ir Shushan. You know what? Who's the Ir Shushan? It's the Lavush on every other page in Yaredeya. The Shach and the Taz quote the Ir Shushan, the Ayin Shin. But that's the Lavush. That's what in this one page of the Yaredeya. So the Shach quotes the Atere Zahav and the Berhete says, look at the Ir Shushan. You have to know it's the same person he's talking. That's why it makes sense that he's bringing that in. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer. When we're talking about making all of these items that might smell, Ein osin bursaki el mizrach ha'ir. The Tanakhama holds you have to make the bursaki, the tannery, which has a very strong smell. That's why the Gemara says in Ksubis, if somebody wants to become a tanner, all of a sudden he's got to ask his wife. That's a mum galui. If somebody's going to become a tanner without asking wife's permission, that's grounds for divorce because you're going to stink the rest of your life, right? It's very hard to get that smell off. So that's what it says. It'd be far away, and the Tanakhama says to the east side of the city. Why to the east side of the city? Rashi, Shein Ruach Mizrach is Kasha Tadir or Tamir. The east wind doesn't blow so much. So that's why the wind is not going to blow it so strongly. The Tosfos says the opposite. The west wind is very strong. So it's going to push it the other way. Okay, either way. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lakal Ruachu Osep, Chutzpi Ma'arava. Rabbi Akiva says you can put it in any direction, any side of the city except for the west. You can't put it to the west of the city. Why is that? We'll have to see. Umarchik, Chamish Mama, and further, it distance it 50 amos away. The Gemara will ask, in terms of Rabbi Akiva's Shita, what exactly is he saying? How to understand it. We'll see. Umar Chiganat HaMishra Minayarek. And now we have a phrase that we had a couple of days ago, last week. Also, if somebody is having a ditch of launderer or soaking dyes, Mishra, Umar Chiganat HaMishra Minayarek, you have to distance that from the vegetables because it can seep into the ground and affect it. That's a Kreshim and Abitsalim. And the leeks have to be away from the onions, Vesachar, Zamanat, Devorim, all of those damage. Rabbi Yossi, Matir, Bachardol. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Chardol is okay, you can put that next to the Devorim. And if you remember, why was Rabbi Yossi Shita? Ala Nizak Laharchik. Right, the Nizak has to be nervous. And if you remember, we had back on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, why is Rabbi Yossi only arguing on the last one? Does he argue on all the other ones? And we said in Achinami. The Chiddush is the last one about the bees, right? He said, you keep your bees to yourself. I have to worry about it. That's at least he says that's the Rabbana. But really, Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara said on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, really Rabbi Yossi holds it by all three of these cases. La'olam, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yossi al-Nizak sviralei. Ul'adzvayam der Rabbana kamar lehu. Lididi al-Nizak laharachig afilu mishra v'yarka. Loboy Rechuke. Meaning Rabbi Yossi argues on the earlier cases of the Mishra too, the Mishra and the creation. This is not called Girei Didei, as we had earlier. No, I'm doing my own thing. But he says, at least admit to me in this last case. That's why his sheet is explicit on the last case of the Mishnah, and not on the earlier cases. Okay, Iboy Lehu. Following question. Rabbi Akiva Hechi Ka'amar. What exactly does Rabbi Akiva mean? By saying, you could put it in any direction except for the west one and distance 50 amos. So, how do we understand that? Hechi Ka'amar. Lakal Ruachu Oseh Visomech Chutz Mima'arava Demarchik Nun Ama Va'oseh. Is he saying that the other directions you could put it even closer? The west, you have to put it at least 50 amos away? Is that his shita? Odilma lekal ruachu oseh umarchi chamishim ama chutz b'marav v'dein oseh klal. No, all the other directions it has to be 50 amos away. West, none. You're not allowed to put it on the west, even 1,000 amos away. Right? You can't do it on the west. Period. So how do we understand Rabbi Akiva? So Tashma, the Gemara says as follows: the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, lekal ruachu oseh umarchi chamishim ama chutz b'marav v'dein oseh kaliker. Right, no, they can't do it at all. Mibnei shehi tadira, because it is tadir. It is always. What's the it? What does Rabbi Akiva mean? Amalei Rav Rabbi Nachman, my tadira. What is always? Se'ilema tadira baruchos. Does it mean that there's always, that wind is always blowing, the west wind is always blowing more than others, that's going to blow into the city? No. V'yamar achana bar abba amarav. Dalad ruchos minashvos b'chol yom. Really, all the four winds blow each day. V'ruach tzifonis im kulan. And the northern wind is blows with all of them. She'il male kain. Well, we're not for that wind. Ein ha'olam is kaim afilu sha'achas. We're not for that northern wind. The whole world would not be able to exist if Hashem didn't have that wind. The ruach d'rom is kashim mikulan, and the southern wind is the strongest, really, inherently. The amali ben nates. Well, we're not for ben nates. Who's ben nates? Rashi says malach ha'asui b'demus nates, an angel. A protective angel of the world. The Amale Nate Ben Nates Shemamida Machreves as Olam. Were the angel Malach not there protecting us, the whole world would be destroyed. Shenemar Habibinascha Yavar Nates Yifros Kunafavla Teman, right, from your wisdom. He spreads out his wings, right, to the Teman, to the south, question mark. Right? So you see that Tadir can't mean the west wind, because you see there are other winds that are more tadir. I saw one of the achronim that mentions just the ha'ara that we can think about when we read a gemara like this. Were it not for the nades, you know, the whole world, how delicate the world is. We have no idea how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every second of our existence, is protecting the world and is keeping the world going. Mechadish b'chol yom tamid. If we just realize that. Ki Adam Betibo, this is from the Das Shraga. Ki Adam Betibo, Margish as Atzmo, Eitan Ubatuach Ba'olam Hazeh. We think we're good. We think everything is solid. Ukshedorech ala aretz yishlo hargasha sherag labom dos al yisod mutsaka muvusas. Aval hargasha zu einena nechona. It's not true. Ulamito shel davar, kiyama olam toli b'chut asayra mamish. Kodesh Baruch Hu is keeping the world. The wind, if this wind wouldn't exist, as we know scientifically, if the earth was a millimeter closer to the sun, we would melt. If it was a millimeter further from the sun, we'd freeze. Exactly. He says, we're hanging it like by a thread. Bikochos ruchani evshem lamala me'asagaseinu v'avanateinu. Ilu rega katan ruch tonis loisam en hasheves. Ha'olam batel. And if the Malach of Nates wouldn't be there, we wouldn't exist. Umishim is boni, but sure, nechon amitis, we think about this. Misbatelas mimenu hargashas akfias ba'olam. We realize, hayom katsar v'malacha maruba. And we realize there's nothing kavua, right? We like to quote, we've quoted off in the Gemara later on, right here. We always say, the Gemara Baba Basra, we're in Baba Basra. The Gemara, remember the sugyas, we'll get to Be'er Hashem in a couple of months. The three dafim of Rabba Bar Bar Chana stories. The beginning of the fifth parak, Amochar Tasfina, remember one of those stories. They go onto a couple of Amoram, or on a boat, they go onto an island. They start setting up shop, they start having a barbecue, and all of a sudden there's an earthquake, and the island turns over, they jump off, run back to the boat, and it ends up, it was a whale. It was a whale that there was dirt and trees on it, that if we wouldn't have been close, you know, then we would have died, says Rabbi Bar Chana. Well, what's that whole Gemara about? What does it get to? Are they literal? Are they all Mishalim? Sometimes we think we're on an island, and it turns out to be a boat. It turns out to be an animal. That's what sometimes it feels like. So that's what's highlighted by this line of the Gemara. Yomale ben Nates. If it wasn't for ben Nates and HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointing him there, we'd be finished. Okay, so anyway, so it can't be Tadia when Rabbi Akiva says you can't put the tannery in the west of the city because it's Tadir. It can't be the wind is Tadir because there are other winds. Elamai Tadira, Tadira, Bishchina. Tadira the Shechina, meaning Shechinta B'mayrav. As various Chazal say, as we're going to have right here, the Shechina is in the western direction. And that is why you can't put the tannery in the west of the city. Damar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Bo v'nachzik tov el avoseinu. Let's be machzik tov. Let's have a karsa tov to la avoseinu. Who are avoseinu? Rashi, Anshe, Knesset, Sagadola. Shehodiyu makom tvila. They told us. Where to daven? Tichsiv, utzva shemayim l'chamish tachavim. What did they say? In Nehemiah, the Anshe Knesset Gedola wrote Nehemiah, we had that earlier, Ezra Nehemiah, the constellations of the heaven bow to you. What does that mean? The sun, and again, whenever we have these Gemaras, even if we say, oh, the sun goes around the earth, and the earth goes around the sun, which, either way, Chazal might have formulated it and presented it based on what we see. That's how they might have said the sun moving, even if inherently there was certain siyata d'shmaya that the earth is really moving around the sun. We don't have to say that, oh, they're... Right? They're formulating an idea here. Why not HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in a way that it looks like the sun rises up and sets? That's obviously to teach us. Just like we describe Hashem as doing things, even though that's just l'saber sa'ozen, masha nachli cholim lahavin. But so too here, utzva shemayim. So all the constellations, the pasuk says, bow to you. What does that mean? When the sun goes down in the west. So it's like bowing, karen and mushtachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, says the, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and says that's, the Shechina is in the Ma'ariv. And that's why the sun, as the sun goes down, there's another Gemara like this too, but that's the message that we get from Nehemiah. Interesting, Tosfos discusses, Tosfos in Tzvah Shemayim asks, what do we need a pasuk from Nehemiah? Look at the sun. Just look in the base of Migdash. The Kodesh Kodashim is in the west. So doesn't that show a Shechina to Ma'ariv? V'im Tomar asked Tosfos, Umaylo neidam lakam tefila mibeis ha-migdash, shahaysa sham shechina b'mayrav. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, machlokas rishonim. What does Tosfos say here? Demisham ein lomod. You have to put the base of the Kodesh Kodashim somewhere, right? So maybe the shechina is all over, as we'll see another opinion. But he put it in the west, because that's got to pick one. Says Tosfos a little deeper. Demishami limo di av agav the shechina b'chal makom yafshal hasem ar mekaparetz ela b'tzad echad. Good. One idea. You have to put it on one side, but then look what the Ritzba says. For Ritzba omer demishami limo the shechina b'mayrav denehi debeis kachin kadashim ayev b'mayrav amigdash. Yes, the Kodesh Kadashim was on the west side. Mikal makom ha'aron shahashchina sham haya b'mizrach b'kachin kadashim. But the Aron in the Kodesh Kodashim was on the east side of the Kodesh Kodashim, closer to when you walk in. That is the 2 days in Tosfos. But the second day of Tosfos says Beferish, that is on the east side. If you look in the Rambam, Beferish argues. Rambam Beferish argues. Where was the Aron in the Kodesh Kodashim? The Rambam says in Hilchos Beis Abchira, in the fourth parak, Evan Haisa, Bekodesh HaKadashim, Bima'aravo. There was a stone, what we call the Evan Ashasiya, was on the west side of the Kodesh Kodashim, which was on the west of the base of Migdash, the Aleha Hayah Aron Munach. And on it, the Aron sat. Ulefanav, what was in the Kodesh Kodashim? Three things. The Aron, the Ulefanav, Tzinsenes Haman, got a bottle of man, Umate Aron, an Aron stick. We remember we had a machlokas earlier. What about the Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote? Is it in the Aron? Is it next to the Aron on top of the box that the Plishtim sent? Right, maybe a couple of other things. That's the Rambam. Ubeisha bana Shlomo es Abayis, v'yada shesofo lecharev, bana makom lignos bo ha'aron, lamata b'matmonios amukos v'akalkalakos. Right, akalkalos. Right, the Shlomo HaMelech foresaw there would be a churban. He built underground passageways, very deep and very akalkalos. You can't find it. It's all crooked and woven. V'yoshio HaMelech tziva v'gazo v'makom shebana Shlomo. So it all was put down there, and the Mata Aron is there, and the Tzitzenes Haman, and the Shemana Mishcha, it's all there. Says the Rambam, the Kolelu Lachazur Bayasheni, as we know the Gemara in Yuma tells us. But either way, Rambam's Beferish that the Aron was on the west side of the Kodesh Kodashim. Machlok has shown him. The Milchas Chinuch just wonders. I have no idea where Tosfos got this from. He must have had a source for it. He says like a Dover Pashit. The Milchas Chinuch discusses there in Mitzvah Tzadi Hay, the Mitzvah Binyan Beis Abchira. He quotes this Tosfos. And he says that it must be that Tosfos had a source. But he says, if you look in he quotes the Tosfos Yantif and Yoma, Beforis Lahedya, Bebraisa, the Aron Hayelo Eser Amos Lakal Ruach, third day. The Rambam says it's all here in the west, and Tosfos says it's in the east, and it's based on the Gemara in Yuma, in Megillah Dafyur, and the Bavasa later on, Daf 99, Sadi Tes, Mavur Lahedya, Zahya Omid Be'emsa Beish Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'lola Zadecha Min HaSadim, U'Bevadai Masu Kein Be'eza Makom, Ve'ena Brisa Soteres Devrei. It must be they have a source for it, but we don't know. But he says, in theory, what I would have guessed is the Shita of the Rambam. That's what I have said, Mitzat Svara. Kiva de Mayrav Iker Ashras Ashchina, de Kodesh Kadashimayab Mayrav, Imkin Aron Dahaya Iker Ashras Ashchina, Bavadayam Akrivim, Litzad Mayrav. What about the Ritzba? Well, maybe it's because we know the Mishnayos tell us in Kachim, you had to fix, every once in a while you have to come in to fix, to be Misakein. So maybe they want to keep it as close to the door as possible. And therefore, you put it closer to the front. Okay, leifesh alicha kuleha, you don't want to. That's mitzvah tzadi hei os yud gimel in the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, Continuing. So, Shechina is B'mayrav. Let's continue. Maska L'arvacha Bar Yaakov. V'dilma Ke'eved. How do you know that the sun setting in the west is a raya that the Shechina is in the west? Maybe Ke'eved. It's like you walk, some have the minhag, when you walk out of shul or walk back from the kotel, right, you walk backwards. So maybe the Shechina is really in the east, and the sun is like walking backwards away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like backing out. V'dilma Ke'eved Shenoto Prasmi Rabba V'chozel Achorvu Mishtachaveh. Kasha. Okay. Kasha. But either way, opinion number one is Shechina is B'mayrav. This has another nafkamina too. Not a nafkamina that so many are halacha lemaisa focused on, but there is. The Gemara tells us, if you remember Maseches Brachos, all the way in the beginning on Daf Hey, about how one's beds should be facing north, south, or east, west. The Gemara says that one of the Amar Tanaim said, oh, tastily, you know, one of the things that I'm very proud of is that my bed is always north, south. Tosva says only maybe when you're married, but not otherwise. The Poskim quote, the quote in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, in Simon Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokas, like, you know, Bizman Azeh, we're indoors, and there's a lot of mechitzos. So generally, we don't, most are not mockpit about when they move into a house or an apartment, which directions the beds are put in. But this is, I think we mentioned this at some other point, this could be the Vilna Gaon said. The Rechaim Balajan asked the Vilna Gaon. The Gra said that there's never a machlokas between Nigla and Nistar. Never a machlokas between Nigla and Nistar. So this was one of the few that the Gra really had to work out, because the Gemara, the Bavli says, the beds have to be north-south. And there's sources in Kabbalah that have to be the opposite. So the Mishnah Berurah alludes to this a little bit. In Siman Gimel, Osip Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Ubechuvis Menachem Azarya, Pasak Kemosha Kasav Azohar, Parshas Bamidbar, Shehe Rosho Margalasesh Lamita, Zelamizraf Zelamayrav. The Zohar Bamidbar should be east-west. The Hiskim Shav Shehe Rosh Bamayrav, Frekas of Arshas Achayim, right, that's the Malbim on Arachayim. Umikom Makom Tov Yoser Lachadchil and Hoka Shulchan Aruch. Well, Shulchan Aruch says, like on the Bible, he says, north-south. Kibit Shuvis Binyan Shal Simcha, Kasav B'Shem Agra, She'omar, She'gam Kavanaz HaZohar, Huk Gemara, V'lo Kibir Sh'Rabba Nachem Azarya. If you really understood the Zohar, says the Gra, there's no Machlokes. This is the Gra L'Shitaso. Whenever there's a Machlokes between Nigla and Nistar, we're misunderstanding one of them. Here is a little hard. One says east-west, one says north-south. I mean, how else could you understand it? But the Gra has his own shot of that, and therefore he says, don't worry about it. There's no machlokas here either. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Vayter. Rav Oshia Savar. So the first opinion so far is held, Shechina is B'mayrav. And that's why, Rabbi Kiva held, you can't build a tannery west. Rav Oshia Savar, Shechina B'chal Makom. The Shechina really is everywhere. Yes, there's a specific halacha. Right, as we'll see, Tosfos holds. This is not arguing on the Gemara and Brachos, that you daven towards Eretz Yisrael, and you daven towards the Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's not arguing on that. But Shechina, in general, is B'chol Makom. D'amar, Moshe Yemai Dasiv, Atahu HaShem Levadecha, Atah Asisa Es HaShemayim V'gomer, Shluchecha Lo Kishluchei Basav Adam. Your Shlichim, Hashem, your messengers, the sun, the moon, the stars, are not like human messengers. Shluchei Basav Adam, Yimakam Shemishtalchim L'Sham, Achzir Shlichusam, Shluchei Basav Adam, human messengers, when they did their job, they come back to the place where they started. And they say, I did your shlichus. Avos shluchecha, lavakam shemishtalchem misham, machzir shlichusan. But your messengers, Hashem, they end up on the other side. Right? You send them out in the east and they end up in the west. So different types of shlichim, which shows, Hashem, that you're everywhere. Right? They don't have to come back to you. You're here and you're there. Shene'emar, hasis shalach barakim v'yelechu, v'yomer lecha, hineinu. You send out the lightning and it goes, and they say hineinu. Yavo'u v'yomru lo ne'emar. It doesn't say they will come back. Elo v'yelchu v'yomru. Malamecha shechina b'chol makom. So the shechina is everywhere. When we're talking about the shechina, keep in mind there are different elements, many point out. The Arachayim HaKadosh writes this on Parshas Truma. There's different intensities of shechina. The Shechina is everywhere. We say even by the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, if there are 10 people learning Torah, there's an intense level of Shechina. And even 5, and even 3, and even one person is Shechina. Shechina never left the Kodesh, the Kosel HaMaravi, says the Medrash. And we know, if you look in the Hakdama to the Tshuvas Shaarei Tzion, Tshuvas Shaarei Tzion was written by the Rav of the Kotel, or Shmuel Rabinovitz. So in the Hakdama there, he talks about this issue, and he writes, you know, how is it that we know that Kedushas HaMikdash v'Yerushalayim ibn HaShechina v'Shechina ibn HaTeila, Kedushas HaRabayis, is always, even though we know, we daven every day, V'Sechazena Einenu B'Shuvcha L'Tzion Barachamim. We want your Shechina to come back. HaMachzer Shechina Asa L'Tzion. I thought the Shechina never left. What are we davening for? The answer is there's different intensities of Shechina. There's different levels of Shechina. Whatever that means. We don't even know what the words mean. But certain intensities of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have and that we daven for more and more and more, right? There's different, many different levels of the feeling. We daven for the day of the Shekhinah being so intense, as is described in Yeshayo and as is described in all the Nevuos, and that's what we daven for. We know the Shekhinah on the Kotel, but we want more. We want more. You want the ultimate Shekhinah with the Nisim of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. The Af, Rabbi Yishmael Savar. Again, there's a lot more, but feel free to look at that Hakdama in the Chumash Shari Tzion, the Arachayim HaKadosh, it's in Truma, in Perachafei Pasuk Tes. Vav Rabbi Yishmael Savar, Shekhinah B'chol Makom. Rabbi Yishmael also holds the Shekhinah is everywhere. Detana, Dever Rabbi Yishmael, Minayin Shekhinah B'chol Makom, Sheneemar, Zachariah says, Hineha Malach HaDover Bi, Yotzei, Umalach Acher, Yotzei L'Kraso. One Malach was talking to me, leaves, and the other Malach goes out, L'Kraso, towards him. Acharav lo nemar. It doesn't say after him, which might give the impression they were like passing each other. You know, they went out the same door. Elo likraso towards him, melamech shekhinah b'chol makom. That it sounds like they're not passing each other and they're both in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So therefore, also, it reflects shekhinah b'chol makom. V'yav Rav Sheshes savar shekhinah b'chol makom. Damalei Rav Sheshes l'shamei Rav Sheshes, who we know is blind, said to his servant, Lokal ruchsa ukmin. Right? Every direction, you know, make me stand up when he's, which way should I face during davening? He didn't know which way to face. So he tells his, shamish, you know, let me face any direction, labarmi mizrach, except for east. Don't let me face east. Falami shum de lesbe shchina, not because there's no shchina in the east, there is shchina in the east, elami shum de moru bamini. That's where the heretics daven towards. They daven exactly the opposite of Myrov, and in the Kodesh Kadashim, that's where it was, and therefore faced me in other directions. Tosfos says that Lamaskana, there are three Shitas altogether. There's Shechina, Tosfos says in Lakal Ruchza, Kol Hani Amorai Leslu. Tosfos says at first, maybe all these Gemaras don't hold like the Gemara in Brachas Daflamet, Chayav Adam Lispalah Neged Yerushalayim. Elasavik Rabbi Yishmael, Dom Rabbi Chol Makom Shechina, Umadam Shechina B'mayer Savik Rabbi Akiva, Reishita Dira, Rabbi Chanina, the Shmaitzin, Damar Kagon Atun, the Yasin Litzvona, Dara the Israel, Savalaka Brice of the Brachas. Right, there's different days. Do you go like, do you focus on Yerushalayim? Do you focus on the west? Do you dive it in any direction? Three different opinions in the Tanam. Again, I take it back what I said before, that Tosfos does say that this is arguing on the Gemara in Brachas and different days, but we, of course, paskid that you daven toward Eretz Yisrael and then you daven toward Yerushalayim if you are in if we're in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there is an interesting Rambam. The Rambam, the Mor Nevuchim, discusses that we have to daven towards Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. The Rambam in here in Gimel Memhei, he discusses Ovdei of Avodah Zarah used to daven towards the east, because that's where the sun came up, and they worshipped the sun. That's why, Rabbi right here, Rav Shesha says, I'm not facing the east. I'll face any other direction, but not the east, because that's what they daven towards, right, the east. V'tama davala daiti, kivan sha'isa ha'ashkafa ha'mofursemes ba'olam, oz, avodas ha'shemesh, v'shihi eloa, ein safik, sha'yu kol b'nei adam ponim l'mizrach, l'fichach pana avram avinu, l'mayrav, ba'haram oriya, klomer v'migdash, k'deshi yu achorav l'shemesh, so his back would be to the sun, right, like the minagav by Kiddush Levana. One should not, the poskim say, face the moon when they say Kiddush Levana, look at it for a minute, and then face a different direction. So it doesn't give the impression that we're davening towards the moon. And then the Rambam adds, the ein safek l'daiti, I have no doubt that oso makam asher kidesh Avram Avinu b'chazon haya yadua itzal Moshe Rabbeinu v'itzal Rabin. Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly where Avram Avinu did the Akedah. They knew exactly. Ki Avram tziva osam shi zeh beis avoda. It's pretty clear from the Gemara in Zvachan that David HaMelech did not know. He didn't know where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be. He knew the area. But the Rambam says, the Torah did not mention it beferish. Why? Three reasons. The Rambam says, why didn't the Torah say exactly where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be in Yerushalayim? Number one, so the other nations aren't machzik it. The Yilchamu Alav Milchama Kasha. Number one. Number two, so the other nations don't destroy it. And number three, which the Rambam calls Yoter Chashuva, so that the Shvatim don't argue about whose portion is the Beis HaMikdash going to be in. Yeshua ben Nun first gave out all the portions, and then said, okay, let me tell you where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be. Those are the three. But it's interesting that even now that we know where it is, the two reasons are Chai V'Kayam, right? The other nations want to destroy it, and the other nations want to grab it from us, right? Imagine if we would have said it. We would have had thousands of more years a fighting over Harabayas, but that's the Rambam in Mor Nebuchim Gimel Mem Hey. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yavo, 6 lines up. Rabbi Yavo, Amar Shekhinah B'mayra, Rabbi Yavo, Hold Shekhinah B'mayra, Damar Rabbi Yavo, My Urya, Urya is a word for east. What does that mean? Avir Ka. It means the air of Hashem. Hashem Kaviyachol is in the west, and the air in the east is where he could, you know, that space that is not where he is in an intense fashion. Again, these are hard concepts, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, is everywhere. He's a Malek Haloris Kvodo. But either they're emphasizing some type of intensity of Shekhinah. Amar Rav Yehuda, once we're talking about winds and rains, so we dash in the pasuk at the beginning of Hazinu. My dechsev yarav katamatar likfi. We say this pasuk, each phrase is talking about a different wind. Ze ruach maravis. Shabam me arpo shal olam. That's coming from the back of the world, because the east is called kedem, so coming from the west is called the orif, the back of the neck. Tiza katalim rasi ze ruach tzfonis. Shemazeles azazahav. That's the ruach tzfonis that cheapens gold. What does that mean? It's so strong, it ruins all the crops. There's a famine. Nobody's buying gold. They just want food. So it's mazelas es hazahav. V'cheinu omer, hazalim zahav mikis. Makes gold cheap from the pocket. Kis irim alei deshe, zu ruach mizrachis. Shemisaeris es kol olam kisair. Right, that seirim is like kisar, like a big storm. It makes everything in the world blow. Of kirvivim alei esev, zu ruach dromes shimala revivim umagalas hazavim. It's a nice wind that brings the showers and makes the plants grow. There's a beautiful Chafetz Chaim, we don't have time to go into it now, on that about the mashal of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh on the pasuk at the beginning of Ha'azinu. Tanya. The next few lines are about astronomy, about the world. The Maharal Miprag says there are secrets here that we're not talking about the physical world. Though you read these psukim, it sounds like we're talking about the physical world. The Maharal Miprag right here in the Chushi Agado says there's a lot of metaphysics going on here. Not just physics and not just astronomy. So we're going to translate the words, but the Maharal says we'd have to put in a lot of time to know exactly. There is a machlokas here about whether there's a hole, so to speak, in the sky to get to the upper worlds or not. That's the machlokas, which might have a lot of symbolism about the connections between the upper and lower. Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Olam la'achsadra hudome. The world is like a achsadra, it's like an open area, Rashi says, open on one side. Three sides closed. Veruach tzvonis ena mesuveves, and the northern wind, that side is not enclosed. V'kivin sheyigia chama etzel kerem aravis tzvonis, whenever the sun gets there, nechfefes va'ola l'malam en arakia. It goes out of the dome, so to speak, and continues its orbit. That's what's described. V'reb Yeshua amar, olam l'kuba hudome. No, the world is like a tent, meaning enclosed on all sides. V'ruach tzvonis misuvemis, and the northern wind goes all, it goes around, it's enclosed on all sides. V'kiva shechama magas l'keren maravis tzvonis, so what does the sun do when it gets there? Makefes v'choseres achori akipa. It goes, Rashi explains, through a window, because it's all closed, and then goes back around to come to the other side. Again, we know that the earth goes around the sun, according to reality, but it can still be described as this is how we view it, and as the Maharal said, there's some deep symbolism here about the power of the sun going through or going over. Shneamar, Holech el Darom v'Sovev el Tzafon, Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, alludes to it. Holech el Darom Bayom, Sovev el Tzafon Balayla. Goes toward the south Bayom, Sovev el Tzafon Balayla, Sovev, Holech HaRuach v'Al Svivosav, Shav HaRuach, the continuation of the Pasuk, Elu Pnei Mizrach u'Pnei Ma'arev. That's the eastern or western horizon. Shepa'amim misavavtan upa'amim mahalachasan. Sometimes the sun goes around, sometimes it goes through. Okay, what does this mean? It can be explained by certain astronomical facts or symbolic facts, but again, we don't have, we're not going to go into it deeper right now, but this is the a few Gemaras and Shas that have descriptions like this. Hu haya Omer, Asal Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, Menacheder tavo sufa, back to winds. Darshening pasukim. Zumura ruach dromis. Umi mezarim kara zuruach tzvonis. It's cold. Umi nishmas kel itin karach zuruach maravis. Merochav mayim bimutzak zumuruach tzmizrachis. all the four winds. V'yomar mar ruach dromis male revivim u'magadolat asavim. Didn't we just say on the brisa on the bottom of the previous amud that the southern wind is great and beautiful and waters the grass and not the eastern winds like this brisa says? Lo kasha da'asi mitzra benichusa ha'bishvichusa. It depends if it's the nice rains or the torrential rains, right? There's differences between the eastern torrential and the western torrential, right? The nice rains, Rashi says, Baman Adaram, that comes from the south. But when it comes in torrential rains, Bishmichusa, that comes from the east. Amr of Chizda. Maidachsiv, Mitzafon, Zav Yeseh. From the north, the gold comes. Zuruach Tzfonis, Shemazelis as Azahav. Vachenu Omer, Azalim Zav Mikis, as we said before. Period. Why are we talking about winds in this Gemara? Remember, because Rabbi Akiva said, you can't put certain items, certain industries west of the city because of the winds. That's how we got into winds. Amar Av Mar Papa, Amar Av Chizda, Miyam Shachar Beis Hamikdash, Lo Hukshema Ruach Tzeromis. Since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the great powers and rains of the southern winds. We haven't had. We haven't had that great, delicious rain. Right? Since the Chorban, it hasn't happened. V'ksiv Safon v'yamin atabaratam. Yamin there, you see a south, because it's the opposite of Safon. You created them, but it's not right now. We don't deserve to have the perfect rain. V'yam ha'raf from our papa, amrav chizdam. Yom shachar v'yis ha'migdash. Ein ha'gashamim yordin me'otzer tov. Since the Chorban, the rain from the special storage house in Shamayim doesn't come. Shenemar Yiftach Hashem Lachaz Atzara Atov. The continuation of the pasuk is Metar Artzacha, and we darshan Bizman She Yisrael Osir Ritzono Shalmakom VYisrael Shruyim Alan Masam. When we're following Hashem's ways and we are firmly implanted in Eretz Yisrael, Kishamim Yordim Meotzer Tov. Bizman She Ein Yisrael Shruyim Alan Masam. Where we're not in Kishamim Yordim Meotzer Tov, then it is not falling Meotzer Tov. Again, as we know, what is this Gemara about? The Hashkacha, the special Hashkacha that Hashem gives us, has been broken since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. When we had a Beis Hamikdash, we had more direct Hashkacha, we had more Hashem that showed us such love and open Nisim Gluyim, and now since then we have Hester upon him. And since then, that's what it means, that it doesn't come from Otsar HaTov. It doesn't come from that ultimate source. Amar Rav Chizda, says Rav Chizda, Harotze Sheyachkim Yadrim. Harotze Sheyachkim Yadrim. V'sheyashir Yatspin. Somebody wants to get wise, again famous, quoted elsewhere. If you want to get wise, look to the south. V'sheyashir Yatspin. If you want to get rich, look to the north. V'simanech, and how do you remember that? Shulchan v'tzaf, and the shulchan symbolizes parnasa, symbolizes riches, the lechem, right? And that's in the north, and that's why I focus on the north, batzafon. U'menorah badarim, and the menorah in the south, right? The menorah symbolizes wisdom. Again, what's the message? Right, just look north. The shulchan we know stayed for a week without getting spoiled. We realized that HaKadosh Baruch was in charge of the shulchan. Really? All parnasa and all riches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of. So that's what you want to look to the north, you'll get rich. What does that mean? Look to the north and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of all riches. Then that will bring riches. Wisdom. Look to the south. What's the south? The menorah. The menorah symbolizes the light of Torah. The light of Torah is the wisdom, the source of all wisdom in the world. Right. So you want to become wise. That's the source. Study Torah, and that will. Also help in all areas. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, La'olam Yashrim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, you know what? Just look south. Shemitoch, Shemischake, Misasher. Because if you become wise, then you'll be able to become rich. Shemar, Orech Yamin Bimina, Bismola, Osher Vachavo. The Torah has everything to its right, to its left. It has Osher, it has Kavod, Vechulu. Interesting to think about. What's the Machlokas about? Right, the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yitzchak, would not think that becoming wise will is separate. So it might be interesting discussions what the machlokas is. For Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar Shechina b'mayrav. Well, one minute. This is why this is here. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says Shechina is b'mayrav. So why does it mean they always have to look just south? Demitzad atzudei. Stand diagonally. Right, a little west, a little south. They're both good. Amalei Rabbi Chanina l'Rav Ashi kagon atun diasviso b'tzfon Eretz Yisrael adribu adrume. Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, you are on the north of Eretz Yisrael. So, davin south. This is what Tosfos said. This is the shayla that we paskin like. Always davening towards Eretz Yisrael. Again, other Rishonim, the Yad Ramah here discusses, it could be there's no machlokes. It could be that other Rishonim, not all the Tanoim that said, Shechina, B'chol Makom, hold that you can daven B'chol Makom. Rav Sheshah said that. but it could be that others would not agree. They would agree where you daven is to a specific direction. So it's interesting, the Gemara could have said, just take out a map and look. No, but often the Gemara, instead of looking at realities in the world, focuses on psukim. Dechsev mitzafon tipatach ha-ra'a al-kol yoshvei ha-aretz. Bubble's going to come from the north. Period. Marchik das emishah b'nei yarek v'chulu. Tan, Reb Yossi mati b'chardol. Reb Yossi says that you're allowed to put the chardol next to the bees. Sheyachol omer lo. Ash ata omer li harchik chardelcha min devorai. Harchik dvarcha min chardolai. Shebas v'ochlos l'glugei chardulai. Right? Your bees' fault. So, ala nizak l'harchik et atzmo. We discussed back then, at Afid Ches, if you remember the Rashba. I'm doing my thing. This is, your bees are coming into my rishus. Makes it even worse. So that's a discussion that we had. But remember, Rabbi Yossi's yesod is al hanizak laharchik etz atzma. Okay, let's just read the Mishnah. Marchika da se'ila min habor esra mechamishama. Well, we've had this a number of times already. You have to distance the tree from the bar 25 amos. U becharav u b'shikva chamishamama. They have much bigger roots. Bein milamala, bein min atzad. We'll get to what that means. What does milamala mean? Right, if the tree is higher or it's flat ground. Im habor kadma, if the bar came first, Kosis, no sin dumb. You have to cut down the tree. You have to pay for it, as we discussed earlier, why. Vim Ilan Kadam Lo Yakut, if the tree came first, you don't have to cut it down. Savigzek Kadam, Savigzek Kadam Lo Yakut. If you're not sure, the tree stays. Rabbi Yossi Yamar Avalish Abar Kodam is Lilan Lo Yakut, even if the tree came second. You don't cut it down. Why? She's a chover, but Betok Shalo, because Al Hanizak, Laharchik Es Atzma. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue, and Hashem will try to work out this recording issue.